1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is stepping down after decades of House Democratic leadership.
For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. And I'm grateful that so many are ready and willing to shoulder this awesome responsibility.
Her announcement comes as Republicans are set to reclaim the majority in the House. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
I'm sure she's not happy to turn over the gavel to Kevin McCarthy or whoever the Republicans actually nominate for Speaker. McCarthy is not a shoo-in, but this is the right moment. And, good leaders know when to step off the stage.
Pelosi still plans to stay on as a member of Congress after winning re-election in her California district. Twitter workers have another hour to decide if they want to keep working there. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Elon Musk has told Twitter employees they have a 5 p.m. Eastern time deadline to commit to what he calls working long hours at high intensity. Those who do not sign the pledge, he says, will be let go and given 3 months severance. The company has faced plenty of turmoil since Musk took over. He has even suggested Twitter might declare bankruptcy.
You may have to wait a little longer to get your latte today. Thousands of Starbucks workers are on strike at more than 100 locations nationwide. They want better pay and working conditions. It's considered the largest labor action since workers started unionizing stores last year. Buffalo is bracing for several feet of snow from a major storm. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
If you have to get items, if you have to stock up, if you have to do things, the time to do that is right now before the snow starts to fly.
There's a big dispute over who fired that missile that killed two people in Poland. The U.S. and NATO say Ukraine fired it to counter a Russian attack. But Ukraine's government claims that missile is Russian. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in Poland.
We're told U.S. investigators have been working with Polish teams on the ground. Polish officials reiterating there is no evidence that the missile was launched by the Russian side. That tallies with the U.S. and NATO. However, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has broken ranks, saying this is not our missile and not our missile strike.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has started serving her drug sentence at a Russian penal colony in Mordovia. Her lawyers visited her last week and say she's trying to stay strong. The Biden administration has been trying for months to negotiate her release. The Dow Jones lost 6 points today. The Nasdaq was down 38. The S&P down 11. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Did you know there's a conservative advocacy and benefits organization with over 2 million members and counting? It's AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Here are three reasons why you should consider joining AMAC right now. First, AMAC saves you money. From discounts on travel and lodging, cell phones and plans, access to insurance products, and more. Joining AMAC is a powerful tool against inflation. Second, with a bi-monthly magazine, daily website content, podcasts with America's thought leaders, and an app that delivers insightful coverage of the issues that matter most, AMAC is a trusted source of information. And third, the reason that people say is their favorite is that AMAC fights for your conservative values on Capitol Hill. With more than 2 million members, AMAC is a voice that cannot be ignored, working tirelessly to preserve the freedom secured by our Constitution. Go to amac.us/liberty and join today. That's amac.us/liberty. amac.us/liberty.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes, another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone, all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
Six more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin battles Nebraska for the Freedom Trophy in Lincoln. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Firefighters were called out to rescue a lost hunter who was having difficulty breathing in Oneida County yesterday. The hunter was tracking a deer he had shot, but got lost in the woods and became disoriented. Cell phone GPS coordinates were used by the Oneida County Dispatch Center to locate the hunter. Pine Lake Fire and Rescue were on the scene for around 2 hours, driving UTVs about halfway to the hunter's location before continuing on foot. They were able to transport the hunter out the 1/8 mile before using the UTVs to get back to the waiting ambulance. He was transported to Aspirus Hospital for further evaluation. Mid-State Technical College is offering 47 fast-paced Wintrim classes which start on January 3rd and include transfer options to the UW system and online schools. Students have the opportunity to earn up to 4 credits in just 3 weeks. Their addition of the 15-passenger Mid-State shuttle system is available and free to help students with transportation needs. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 19. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow. Highs level off around 22. Lows level off around 10 above. Tomorrow night, a dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
It is a little chilly, so if you are planning on coming out and being outside for the ceremony itself, we do say dress warmly. Dress warmly. Also, if you want to come down and park your car in the parking lot, you can do that as well and listen. Tune in, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and we'll be doing the whole ceremony starting at 5:30, going straight up to 6. We'll be broadcasting the whole thing without interruption on the air as well. The lead up for it, however, we are going to be talking to several people who are associated with the Aspirus Riverview Foundation and various other organizations associated with it. And right now, I am joined by Nancy and Nancy. Is that right, Nancy? I got Nancy Sorensen and I've got Nancy Myers of the Aspirus Riverview Hospital Auxiliary. First of all, thank you so much for joining us in this nice, brisk fall weather here today. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it. So we got a few things that you want to talk about right now. First of all, why don't we go ahead? This is the 21st annual Lights of Love ceremony. And so let's go a little bit into the history about this. And we'll be talking to Nancy. Now, which Nancy are you?
I'm Nancy Myers.
Nancy Myers. We'll be talking to Nancy Myers about the history of this event. So we'll turn it over to her and she can tell us a little bit about the history.
Okay. This basically started because I moved here from Michigan, and we had done a similar program in Michigan. And at that time, Diane Pokrant was our president, and I more or less said, we sold these for $3, and she ran with it. And it really escalated. We had many fundraisers. She went whole hog, let's put it that way. It was a wonderful experience for all of us, and at that time the money strictly went to the cancer center. So that's basically how it started.
Okay. All right. Back in 2001, excuse me. Right. 2001 is when it started, correct?
That's right. That's right.
All right. So there you go, a little bit of history about that. I just want to remind everyone that we were actually here last year. We were able to join in on the festivities. We had a great crowd out last year. It was cold, but there wasn't any snow, so I guess we're getting a little bit more this time. But that's okay. If you want to stay in the parking lot, of course, we do encourage you to do that. If you still want to join in and check it out when we do light up the tree, it's a very cool sight. So stay tuned for that as well. Now, we also have a little bit of news from you two about the Aspirus Riverview Hospital Auxiliary. It's about the dissolution of the auxiliary. What's that all about?
Yes, it was time. You know how things are going. We're getting old. We couldn't get the people to help. Our mission actually has kind of changed. We started getting volunteers, but we couldn't do that anymore. The hospital now takes care of that with all the bureaucracy and all that. They have to. And fundraising is taken over by the foundations. And so we just were going old and it was getting time. And COVID didn't help. The people aren't coming back to volunteer since then. So we were started in, 1954?
Oh, wow.
Okay. And so we ran to 2022, so it was 68 years. Wow. So it was, and they raised probably millions of dollars for the hospital for equipment and scholarships we had. Yep. And millions and millions of hours we volunteered, right? We still are volunteering. Some of our sisters still volunteer, but it's sad. We were sad to see it go, but it was time.
Yeah, it's always one of those transitional things. You know, sometimes certain groups, they fill a need, and then now it's the time that's been filled with other things. So I'm just kind of curious, because I personally don't know a lot about it. What all did the auxiliary do? You touched on a little bit, volunteering, fundraising. What else was it? What else was it about?
That was mainly what it was about. All of our monies, of course, we would get wish lists from the hospital every year. And our money, of course, then would go back into the hospital to provide extra things that they maybe couldn't get through their budgets. And it was just also, I think, the camaraderie of the people working together. One of our big fundraisers was called Christmas at the Ridges, and that was huge. And we would have many people. That was a sad thing to have to get rid of, but we understand that what is happening, people just aren't able. And when COVID hit, we were actually, volunteering was done as of March 2020. And so kind of now they're just getting back into it, and there is some volunteering in the hospital, not a large amount of things, because they don't have the people.
Right, okay.
And people with COVID, the masks, they can't come back for, say, 4 hours and wear a mask again. And they have families that, you know, certain issues just start popping up. So it's hard. And we had, as far as dissolving, we sent out a ballot to all of the members in a preceding letter, and overwhelmingly, nobody wants to be in charge.
Isn't that the way it is, right? Yeah, so we love what's going on. We love the organization, but... Right. You do it. I want you to do it. Yeah. So, well, it sounds like even though you are, it is dissolving, everything sounds like you had a very good run. I mean, that's a long time to be a support for the hospital here. Yeah. Went through a lot of changes, of course. That's of course, it's changed hands many times throughout the years, and all these things change. But I'm glad to see that you're both still here, and you're here to support the Lights of Love thing as well, the event here. And as we, you know, I do want to, if I give you a chance, you know, since I've got you here, and since you're folding up the auxiliary, is there any thank yous you want to say over the airwaves here, or to the people that are starting to gather here about who you've worked with over the years or anything like that?
Well, I think the big thing is the support of the community. It has always been, and that was the big thing with our Love Lights starting way back when we started. We had fantastic community support, and I think that is a major, major thing.
Nancy?
And to all those that volunteered, we can't thank them enough. They were just super. And just to let you know, our legacy is going to continue on. The monies that we had left over, we donated or put in a fund. It's going to be a perpetual scholarship fund through Mid-States. Our mission statement was to serve the hospital and the community. So this way, we put it into Mid-State because we thought that keep the money in town. And so it's for a scholarship. We'll have two scholarships, $1,000 each right now. And that'll go to somebody that's in a healthcare field. And the idea is to keep them in the community. So hopefully, so our legacy will continue. So you'll still hear, you'll still hear the auxiliary. But.
Yes, yes, it'll still be there. That's wonderful to hear. I'm glad to hear that it's not going away. It's still there. The spirit is still there, of course.
Yes.
And there'll still be volunteers, of course. They still need volunteers for all sorts of things here.
Right.
So that's just, it's just changed a little bit. So thank you, Nancy and Nancy. Do appreciate the time letting us know a little bit about the auxiliary and where it's going from here. So we do appreciate that. Everyone out there, we are going to take a quick break here very shortly. I do want to let everyone know that we have interviews lined up here basically till about 5:30. So stay tuned. Next up, we have Nikki Williams coming here from the Aspires Riverview Behavioral Health. My mouth is cold and it can't work anymore. That's well, this is going to be a long night. So keep listening, everybody. We are here live at Lights of Love, the 21st annual tree lighting ceremony. So come on down if you are brave, want to brave the cold. Also, you can stay in your car and listen to us here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We'll be back in about 2 minutes here here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from Asgos, Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to Asgos, Wisconsin with Kristen Bry Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Well, thank you. Oh, we're back on the air. Oh, look at that. And welcome, everyone, to WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are broadcasting live from the Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony, the 21st annual. It's very exciting. We are glad to be here. The good news is the wind has died down a little bit. Let's hope it stays that way. The snow has stopped as well. Oh, I'm hoping. Oh, if we can keep it like this, this would be very, very nice. Come on down if you are wanting to come down. We've got the tree lighting ceremony starting at about 5:30 tonight. If you want to come in on your car, listen on your radio here on WFHR, you can do that as well. You can listen from home. Just stay tuned. We love to have you check this out. It's a very cool ceremony. If you can come watch it, it's also very nice to see outside here as well. We have our next interview up. We've got Nikki Williams here from Aspires Riverview Behavioral Health. We're going to talk about a few things here. First of all, thank you, Nikki, for joining us in this lovely, balmy weather today.
Yes, thank you for inviting us. I'm excited to be here.
All right. Well, let's get started here. Let's do the big reason. Let's go to the big reason we're talking about it. Why is mental health so important? Why is it so important?
So mental health is currently on the rise. We have about 1 in 5 individuals across the U.S. now experience a mental health crisis or some kind of mental health diagnosis. So it's very important that we start bringing the light to this. We've seen an increased suicide rate and attempted suicide rate. Along with in our clinic, we do AODA treatment for opioid addictions and other types of drug abuse.
We currently, just in our Aspirus System Behavioral Health Program, we are doing about 12,000 visits a month. So that's a very high number, and we still aren't meeting the needs of our patients. There's still waiting lists at some of our clinics because just the high number of cases of mental health.
It sounds like this is a growing problem. We've heard it all over the place, especially since the pandemic. This has been a topic that's been very much on the rise in the public consciousness, and we want to highlight it here in the central Wisconsin area, especially the Wisconsin Rapids area here. And so let's take a look at the partnership you have with the Aspirus Riverview Foundation and the rest of the community. And how important is that going forward?
So this partnership that we've created with the Riverview Foundation is very important. We've created what's called a behavioral health fund that assists patients that are in financial hardship and cannot afford either treatment or other things that they may need in their life. So this, we're raising money for our donor, from our donors, to give that back to our community. This money that is raised in our behavioral health fund is all kept local in the Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities, which is wonderful. This has been a partnership also with the Legacy Foundation in our community. So some of the things that we've been supporting patients with are things like gas cards, so patients can travel to their appointments. We've been providing taxi rides. We have patients that can't get to their appointments, so we set up a taxi ride. We even have kids taking taxi rides. If their parents don't have modes of transportation, we have kids getting in a taxi on their own and coming for their outpatient therapy appointments. We are giving things like medication assistance. We help pay prescription copays at our local pharmacies. We have a great partnership with Daily Drug. We're very fortunate how supportive they have been to our behavioral health program. We are providing things for like anxiety, fidget toys for kids. It's very helpful to them. So with the funds from the foundation, we are able to provide those fidget supplies or fidget toys. We also are providing art supplies, especially to a lot of our kids. We have a lot of children coming to our clinic that are in low-income situations that their families aren't able to afford art supplies. And one of our behavioral therapists works hard with these kids on drawing pictures, using pencils, other art supplies. So that's been very helpful, and we're very grateful to the donors in our partnership with the foundation.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, you just listed off a whole bunch of stuff there. And you know, this is stuff that I don't think a lot of people think about, that these little needs, like just like you said, fidget toys, something as simple as that, you don't even think about it. There's something that can be helpful, something that small that can be as helpful for this sort of thing. It's amazing that we do have this ability now to find those needs and then be able to partner and provide what is needed in those situations, which is very cool. So one of the things, of course, the Lights of Love, the lights that we're doing here, these, of course, are based donation. People donate money for the lights in order to help the foundation and then all the funding that goes on to a lot of the, what you just were talking about. And so that's one of the big reasons that we're here, of course. And so it's, I guess, a beacon of hope for those facing mental health challenges and losses. What are other ways that you're trying to expand community consciousness of this?
So we have started to build with our clinic, with our Aspirus Behavioral Health Clinic, with the Wood County Jail. We've also built a partnership with them, and we've also built a great partnership with the Wisconsin Rapids School District. One of the ways the foundation is helping support our inmates at the jail is by providing journals for the inmates. So about 5 years ago, we were seeing an increasing amount of mental health at our jail. So we went into a partnership about a year and a half ago to provide mental health services on site. So I currently have a full-time therapist there and a part-time therapist. And we provide 5 to 6 days a week coverage with working with the inmates and helping them work through some of the mental illness they're experiencing, and also helping them prepare for when they leave the jail to be successful out in the community and to hopefully reduce them coming back to the jail. And we also work with those individuals on setting them out for outpatient treatment once they leave the jail for mental health.
Boy, if there's anything that we can do to stop the revolving door of that is a marvelous thing. I'm glad to hear. Again, this is not something that we've heard a lot about. I mean, do many people in this community know about that? I don't know. That's what we're doing this for. We want to get the word out to the community, not only of what the foundation is doing in partnership with behavioral health. We'll be talking with Nikki again here in just a few minutes about the Cancer Center as well. So she'll be sticking around for that. But before we leave the mental health thing here, is there anything else you wanted to say while you're here, while we're at this specific event, that you wanted to say to the community at large?
I just think we really want the community to be aware of how prevalent mental health is in our community. You'll see that we're having attempted suicides on a daily basis. Unfortunately, we've had some recent suicides in the Wood County region and Marathon County region that have been very tragic. And we just want to make light to reach out to people that you care about and offer support and try to refer them for resources to their primary care provider or to our mental health clinic. Within Aspirus, we have multiple clinics throughout Wisconsin and in the UP of Michigan. We have a clinic as down as south as Portage, Wisconsin, and as more as north as Iron River in Michigan. So we really want to get the word out how important it is. The support that we've received for our donors, I can't thank enough. It's been absolutely wonderful. Some of the other things that we've helped patients with are rental assistance when they were going to be evicted. We've helped with therapy lights for seasonal depression in the winter. Those can be very beneficial. We've helped with weighted blankets for both kids and adults for anxiety. We've helped with pill cases. Some people have struggled with managing medication, so we've been able to purchase pill cases and help them set up their medications. They can come into our clinic and work with our nurse even to get those set up weekly or monthly. So I just want to say a big thank you for the support. We greatly appreciate it. And all of the work that we are doing is making a difference in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding communities.
Thank you so much, Nikki. We do appreciate that, of course, that update on the behavioral health part of Aspirus Riverview. We're going to ask you to sit tight, because we've got you coming up again here in just a few minutes, and we'll talk about the Cancer Center at the Riverview, at Aspirus Riverview Cancer Center here. Another very important topic. We'll get into that as we come back in just a few minutes here. We're going to take a quick break. We want to let everyone know you are listening to a live broadcast here at the 21st Annual Lights of Love lighting tree lighting ceremony. We are here once again this year, braving the elements to bring it to you on WFHR. We hope you are enjoying it. I hope you're warm wherever you are and listening to this. If you're at home, of course, you can come down here. The ceremony is going to start at about 5:30, and we'll be broadcasting the whole thing on the air. If you want to stay somewhere warm, you can drive in your car to the parking lot. Keep it tuned to WFHR. That's 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. If you want to do that, you can do that. You can come outside and check it out. When we light up the tree, it's going to be very, very cool. So that's coming up very shortly. Once again, we'll be talking to Nikki Williams when we come back here on WFHR. We're going to take about a two-minute break here, everybody, and we'll be back on Locally Grown Radio in just a couple minutes.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wood County Health Department is looking for ways to address the growing public health challenges surrounding loneliness and social isolation, especially for older adults and people with disabilities. They have joined forces with organizations throughout the state to form the Wisconsin Coalition to End Social Isolation and Loneliness to address the challenges and find community-based solutions. If you are interested in helping or you are suffering from loneliness or social isolation, visit wihealthyaging.org to find out more information. Wisconsin DATCP is reminding hunters not to transport firewood when traveling around the state to help prevent the spread of forest pests and help support tourism, timber, and nursery industries. Examples of these pests include spongy moth, emerald ash borer, spotted lanternfly, and Asian longhorn beetle. Use local or certified firewood to protect Wisconsin forests and preserve wildlife habitats used for hunting. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 19. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow. Highs level off around 22. Lows level off around 10 above. Tomorrow night, a dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to a live broadcast from Aspirus Riverview Hospital. We are just outside the emergency room here. We are waiting for the 21st annual lighting of the Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony. That'll be coming up at about 5:30. We got about an hour left before that starts, but thanks for joining us anyway, everybody. We've got a lot of great interviews coming up here with different people associated with the Aspirus Riverview Foundation and a lot of the things that they do here, and we're really excited to bring you that. But of course, the big thing is when the tree lighting ceremony happens, about 5:30 or so, come on down. If you want to bundle up and come on outside and watch it from out here, we will welcome you there. If you want to stay in your car and listen on the radio, of course, we love you to do that as well. Or just stay at home where it's nice and warm. Get your cocoa, your tea, whatever it is. I'm suddenly really wishing I had something warm to drink all of a sudden. I'm not sure why. So up next, we're going to be talking again with Nikki Williams. She was here for the last segment as well. But this time, she's going to put on her hat for the Aspirus Riverview Cancer Center. And so we are going to be talking about some a few things that they have, especially right now. We're going to talk about their patient experience, the impact of funds, including their new virtual reality program that was implemented this year. Now, this is fascinating. I want to hear about this.
Yes. So this year, the Cancer Center has implemented, based from the foundation funds, virtual reality goggles. So this allows for patients to look into a computer providing real-time animation. You can choose settings like being on a beach, sitting in a serene setting like by a lake, in a chair, watching a sunrise.
Not in this weather.
Yeah, it's hard to visualize right now. So we bought these virtual reality goggles to really help reduce anxiety for patients going through cancer treatment. You can teach a lot of skills to patients like meditation or try to take yourself to a place that makes you feel relaxed, but sometimes it's very difficult for patients to shut their minds off and not have those racing thoughts and feelings of worry about their treatment. These virtual reality goggles have shown through multiple studies across the country to really help reduce that anxiety and help people go to those places to relax and not be so focused on their anxiety and what their worries are. So these glasses have just been a wonderful addition for the patients in the cancer center. They're most often used with radiation patients. A lot of people receive anxiety going into the machine, or you could use these when you're receiving chemotherapy and sitting in the chair. So it's really been to provide an immersive experience so that people can learn to relax and reduce anxiety for the patients. So as we talked about in the last segment of mental health, there is a big partnership with healthcare and treating the whole person, both the mental health and the whole patient, and this is what we're doing in the Cancer Center to help reduce anxiety. So this is very exciting. These were funded by grant funds from the foundation. So again, a big shout out to our donors, a big thank you, because you are making a difference to the patients in the Wisconsin Rapids area that are receiving care at the Riverview Cancer Center. So thank you.
We do want to remind everyone as well that the lights here that are going to be lit up on the tree later tonight, those were also part of this fundraising apparatus for the foundation. And we're listening. That's why we're talking to Nikki right now, is to get an idea of what they've been using some of their funds for. That sounds like an absolutely amazing thing to give cancer patients any kind of relaxation thing. We know I don't think there's a lot of people out there that haven't been touched by cancer in some way, and they know how hard the treatments are. They know how hard recovery is after the treatments, and anything that can make the patient feel better, feel more comfortable, feel more at ease, feel like they're healing. I think everyone is all in for that. I think everyone is very happy to help out in that. So just so you know, if you are not a donor to the foundation, this is some of the stuff you can do. If this sounds good to you, well, there you go. You've got a pretty good idea of where the money is going right now. We also would like to talk a little bit about, and I'm sorry, I didn't talk to Nikki about this beforehand, so I don't know if she knows much about this, but we'll see. It sounds like we've got a new doctor joining the Cancer Center. Is that correct?
Actually, for everyone in the community that may have be familiar with our Cancer Center, we did have a new doctor join us. However, it's somebody that's familiar to a lot of you, and that is Dr. Anna Olson. Dr. Anna Olson was a radiation oncologist at this Cancer Center for several years, and she had relocated with her family, and we are very excited to announce that she has just returned to this area in the last month and a half. So we are blessed to have Anna Olson back with us providing radiation treatment in our cancer center. So a big shout out to Anna. And also, I think patients and families need to be aware of this. So if they're thinking about where they should get treatment, Anna is back in the clinic.
Well, that is wonderful news. That's really cool when someone comes back newly minted doctor, which is very, very cool. Get to come back to her old stomping grounds. That's wonderful. And plus the added bonus, like you were referring to there, there's a lot of people that know her, and that's great. That's got to feel really good to not only for the Cancer Center, but for her family as well, being able to return to that is very cool. So we did touch on the virtual reality goggles a little bit. Can you talk a little bit more about what the Cancer Center can offer to patients while they're going through their treatments?
Yes, so the Cancer Center offers here in Wisconsin Rapids both chemotherapy and radiation treatment, and they also can refer you to a larger center if needed. But otherwise, we can provide most of that treatment here right in our own community. A lot of patients really appreciate that because it's easy to get to. You can pull right up to the door versus a large cancer center in other communities where you have to park a long ways away and travel across a large campus. Here, you can pull right up to the door, and the Cancer Center door is right inside. So I know patients really appreciate that. The foundation donors are also helping again with some of the similar things that we talked about in the last segment with mental health. And the Cancer Center, the funds are again helping with gas cards, taxi rides. They've helped with rental assistance. They helped with medical supplies. Sometimes people in the Cancer Center are struggling with getting the needed calories so they help with oral supplements like Ensure or Boost for people that can't afford it. There's medical supplies, like maybe somebody needs help paying for bandages that they can't afford. The Cancer Center, the foundation dollars can help pay for something like that.
Again, and we did touch on that a little bit with the behavioral, with the mental health. Same kind of thing. They're doing the same thing. They're helping with these little things that pop up. People who are in need of more help to get here for transportation, other things that that they may not be able to afford, or find different ways to help them out. Those little things that we don't think. The big thing is the treatment, of course. We all know that. That's the big important thing. But because of everything that comes along with it, of course, that's a very important as well. So is there anything else you wanted to see before, or excuse me, to say before we wrap up this segment, Nikki, before we finally let you go so you didn't have to stand out here and freeze for a little bit longer? Is there anything else you wanted to say?
The only thing else I'd just like to reiterate again is just a big thank you to this community and all of our donors. We are forever grateful, and you really are. Your dollars are really making a difference to the community members of Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding region.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that, Nikki. We'll let you go and move around a little bit, see if we can't get some circulation back in again. I just want to let people know what's coming up here, what we have coming up for the next, about 45 minutes or so as we get ready, if my papers don't blow away here. Oh, this is good. Okay, there we go. It's live radio, everybody. You never know what's going to happen here. We got coming up here, we're going to be talking with some teachers from RAMS at about 6 o'clock. We got a couple teachers. We're going to be talking about some essays to the foundation, about the top 12 essays to the foundation with some of the students that hopefully will be able to join us and actually read their essays on the air. And that we're looking at about 5 o'clock. I'm sorry. About 5 o'clock, we'll be doing that as well. So stay tuned for that. We've got a few more things coming up here before we hit 5 o'clock here, before we hit the top of the hour. But we're going to continue to broadcast here until about 5:30. And that is when the ceremony will be starting. We have a whole program, about a half an hour long, that you can join us for. We're going to have a welcome message, a blessing. We're going to have some music. We're going to have another student essay. The winner will be reading it. We're going to have a community message as well. And we got lots more coming up. So if you are interested in joining in on the Lights of Love ceremony, the 21st annual Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony, coming up at about 5:30, come on down and join us. We got the field open here. You can see the tree here, the large tree right outside the emergency room. We got all the lights ready to go, and we can't wait to light that up. We also have, if you don't want to get out of your car, if you want to stay somewhere warm, well, we got you covered. Just listen right on these airwaves, WFHR. You can sit in your car. You can watch the tree lighting without being cold. Or if you want to stay home and stay warm that as well, of course, you can do that. Just keep listening to WFHR. We'll be seeing what we have coming up here in just a few minutes. So stay tuned, everybody, to 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. You're listening to WFHR, locally grown radio.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
All right. We are back live here at the light. Sorry, Steph, I'm standing up. I got to move around a little bit. It's cold out here, everybody. So if you come on down here, make sure you move around, too, if you want to come out here and look, watch the tree lighting ceremony. It's going to happen. The ceremony starts at 5:30, everyone. So come on down before then if you want to actually see the tree lit up right before your eyes. If you want to drive on down in your car and watch it and listen on the radio on WFHR, that, of course, works just as well. But you'll get to be here and you'll get to see it for there. And we've had some really great interviews starting here. We're going to interview our head, I don't know, what is your title again?
Marketing
now?
Specialist.
Marketing specialist. Okay, Steph. It's changed a few times. I can't remember what it is. But of course, she's on our end, on WFHR's end. She's the one that sets this up. So we'll talk to her a little bit about it as well. Before we do that, though, we do have a quick statement that we would like to read. This is from, let me see, I get the wind here. Let's see. Okay, now I got it. Okay, this is a statement about a special thank you statement, and I'll read this right now. Through the generosity of the donors, partners, and businesses, the Aspires to Riverview Foundation's Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony, a beloved community tradition has honored and remembered loved ones for over 20 years. Thank you, Richie and Feldner Richie Funeral Homes, for honoring lives and celebrating memories. Thank you, Solaris, for your commitment to making Central Wisconsin a great place to live, work, and do business. Thank you to Current Technologies for keeping the beacon of hope shining bright through the holiday season. A big thank you there. Now, you heard mention on that Solaris. Solaris is here, and you know what? They're giving out cookies. That is correct. They've got cookies here, everyone. So if you needed any incentive, bring your own hot chocolate. You'll have to do that. Bring your own hot chocolate. But go ahead and bring and grab a cookie here. That'll help warm you up as well. So now I'm going to turn to Steph Schmidt here, who is, like I said, our marketing specialist here at WFHR. She's still here. We're still here. All the changes that have happened the last few months. We're still working through all the new things and the new management, new ownership and everything. But Steph, you were a part of this last year. You set it up again this year. You're the liaison for everything. What's this for you? I mean, what do you like about this event?
Well, what I like about this event and a lot of our community events is just what it does for the community, bringing people together, building community camaraderie, spreading positivity in our community. It's just, you know, a wonderful thing to have in Wisconsin Rapids. And also with the Lights of Love tree, it's just a really good time of year too, with Thanksgiving around the corner. If you haven't heard Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, well, everyone knows Christmas is just following that.
I just wanted to know, this is not karaoke, Steph.
I can't sing today, that's unfortunate. Don't worry, we have a wonderful singer coming up, and well, she true. Is yes, 10 times better than what I, the Little Frozen singer, bear with us as we're trying to talk to you through the frozen tundra. All right, we're not in Green Bay. But anyways, back to the Lights of Love tree. I think it's just beautiful for what it stands for, you know, remembering those who we have lost, who maybe have struggled with things in their life, you know, cancer-related and whatnot. It's just a great way to, you know, remember and honor, and especially while you're out and about the next few days, next few weeks, and traveling for Thanksgiving, make sure you look to the Lights of Love tree and remember.
Because we do want to remind everyone, it's going to stay lit through the holiday season. So every time you drive by here, you will see that. And we hope you do think about someone, a memory of someone that was special to you, or someone that's still alive. Honor them. Think about that person, even if they are still with us. Because that's what these lights were. They were donations by people who wanted to honor or to memorialize people that they loved. Maybe they were going through cancer treatments. Maybe they lost them to cancer and other things like that. But it's but we've also been talking about what those donations go to. When you donate to the Riverview Foundation, the Aspires Riverview Foundation, it goes to these all these wonderful things we've been talking about, the cancer center, the mental health stuff that they do. We talked about the auxiliary. Now the auxiliary will be closing up shop because they've kind of been they've done what they needed to do, and now they're just wrapping it up, but they still need volunteers and that sort of thing. That's kind of what the auxiliary did. But we've been hearing from all these groups and how the foundation helped them, and how the foundation helps everybody who comes through these doors, especially, like you said, the cancer center and everything like that. We are kind of waiting on, we're going to be doing some interviews very shortly with, hopefully, we've got a couple of teachers coming up here from RAMS, the sixth grade teachers. We're going to be talking about some essays that some of the students did. They turned in 12 essays, and we're going to hopefully have some of the kids come out and read those essays over these airwaves, and I think that's very cool. I remember we did that last year, and it was very great. I know we got a lot of great feedback.
One of my favorite parts of the broadcast was listening to those essays. These kids are very clever, very creative.
Yes, they are, including when we get to the ceremony, we'll have the person who won the essay was chosen as the winner. We'll have that person come and read them as well. And as we get a little bit closer here, and let's see here. I don't have any clocks anymore. Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay. So we do have a few minutes here before we keep going. So I'll just keep yammering away at what's going on down here. But I encourage you, if we know it's cold. Look, we're out here right now. We know it's very chilly. It's very windy. The good news is the snow has stopped. So that's good, right? Yeah, that's good news. We got cookies here. Lots of, man, that's a lot of cookies. Come on, everybody.
The cookies are practically the size of my face. So if you have a big, strong sweet tooth, please come down. There is buckets full.
We have a couple. We have several buckets full, yes.
Buckets full of cookies, guys. So, you know, if anything, come down here, grab a cookie, get back in your car. You know, we are making this very easy for you to stay warm. We are Wisconsinites. We are out here in the cold because it is a great cause. And you know what? I'll do this again next year, snow or shine. I'm hoping for shine.
It would be nice to one year do it where it's not quite so cold. That would be really nice. Yeah, can we do it in July? Can we convince them to do that? I know it's supposed to be lights of love and Christmas and holiday season and all that, but come on. Maybe we get Christmas in July. Let's pitch that to them next time, Steph.
We should spread the love every month of the year.
That's right. We don't need to do it now. We can do it later. Oh goodness! This is the cold is turning our brain to mush. That's what's happening right now, everybody. But this is live radio, and we love it. So if you want to come on down, we are here. We are broadcasting live. 21st Annual Lights of Love Tree Lighting Ceremony. Oh, we do want to give a shout out to the Wisco Tree Team. They're not here tonight, but they were the ones that set up the lights on the tree. So we want to give a shout out to them as well. It would have been great to have been able to talk to them, but they're smart. They're not here in the cold. They have figured out, oh, we're not coming to that. No, I'm kidding. I just... don't take that. They did not say that. Anyway, come on down if you want to stay in your car, like Steph just said. We can come out here. You can grab a cookie. You can go back in your car. Hopefully you have something warm to drink. And you can listen to the whole ceremony from your car. And then when the trees lit up, you can watch it there while you're listening in your nice warm car. We will not hold it against you, even though we are Wisconsinites. We are going to take a quick break here. We'll be back here in a few minutes. And hopefully soon we'll have a few people to read some essays. And we'll be talking with some teachers as we continue here. Lights of Love, 21st Annual, happening very soon, everybody, here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And once again, we are back live here at the Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony. Everyone, I hope you're having a wonderful evening. It is a bit chilly. It is a bit chilly out here, everybody, but that's okay. We are warmed by the lights that will be lit very soon. And we are very happy to be broadcasting live from here. Very soon, we will be having some students that wrote some essays about that. We'll be broadcasting them very soon here. We're going to go up to the top of the hour, and then we're going to play a little bit of news. And then when we come back, we will get them on the airwaves here. So you can hear some of the essays that they penned for the foundation. And it's very cool. So we are very much looking forward to that. Then at 5:30, the ceremony will start. We have some speakers, we have some music that's going to be played. We have some people singing. It's going to be very exciting. You're not going to want to miss it. If you're brave enough to come out here and go and get a cookie from Solaris here, at the courtesy of them, we will welcome you out here. We actually got a few more people coming out here right now, which is very cool. But if you want to stay in your car and listen on the radio during the ceremony, that's good too. So we do want to encourage people to come on down to watch the ceremony, either outside here around the tree, or if you want to do it from your car, keep listening to 97.5 FM, 1320, 97.5 FM. Oh my gosh, my brain is really going on me here. It's too cold. But 1320 AM, and we will welcome you to come out. Excuse me. And we are ready for that as well. I think what we're going to do right now is I'm going to send it back to Don in the studio. He is going to play a Christmas song for us going to the top of the hour as we get everything set up here. We have some technical stuff we have to do as well to make sure that the music sounds good and everything is going well. So we're going to turn it over to Don. Don, if you want to go ahead and play a little music for us going for the news. And then after that, we'll be back here at Lights of Love here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Christmas night, another fight, tears we cried a flood. Got all kinds of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right a wrong. Just walk away, those windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still waiting for the snow to fall, doesn't really feel like Christmas at all. Like some drunken snow to fall. It doesn't really feel like Christmas at all. Still waiting for the snow to fall. It doesn't really feel like Christmas at all. Christmas lights.